Good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is 3K12 Education Talk Radio on May 12th, 2022. And it's a pleasure to have you here with us today. Perhaps you're listening on the archives. Perhaps it isn't today for you, but another day. All right. We archive everything over at ace-ed.org, ACE-ED.org. That's the home website of our American Consortium for Equity in Education. Okay, again, ace-ed.org. This podcast will be there, plus all the other ones we do. And today we're going to have a nice conversation going to Illinois to the Layden High School District 212. And we're going to talk to Nick Poliak, their superintendent, a good friend of ours here, and Celestina Rivera, their director of human resources, and Frank Holdhouse, their director of careers and community outreach, on what they're doing to, grow their own teacher force, okay, and how they're working in this age of serious needs, serious educator shortage, teacher retention, teacher recruitment. So it's really good stuff, and we're going to great conversation with them, and I hope you'll pass this show on to others as we get through with it. Go over to our website, ace-ed.org. You can also link over to our social-emotional learning website, which is seltoday.org. Again, there's a link. You can also go over to our newest website, and we are concerned about this. It's called teacher-retention.com, teacher-retention.com. It's linked at our big site, okay? But you can go over there, check out, see all the stuff we're doing. We do offer terrific professional development for educators, district-wide professional development, okay, in pre-K-12, and we hope you'll take a look at what we're doing, plus all the other information over there. We also are proud of our inaugural Excellence in Equity Awards program. We hope you will nominate yourself, your colleagues, companies you work with, etc. Go over to ace-ed.org. There is a icon that says awards, but you can go to ace-ed.org/awards, find all the information, nominate people before June 30th. And we're very proud of this. We're getting a lot of nominations in. Okay, it's just really good stuff. 27 different award categories in equity, all angles of equity, 10 categories for educators and support staff, 17 categories for companies and nonprofits. Okay, and we have categories for publishers and authors too. Please go over there, check it out. Everything, again, this is the icon for awards at ace-ed.org. And that's enough of me blabbing here. I'm going to let my guests do the blabbing from now on. Okay, and they are good ones. Good morning, Nick Poliak. Welcome back this week.
Hey, Larry. Good to hear your voice again. And happy you don't have to hear my voice because I brought some amazing people.
I love hearing your voice. You always, out of that voice comes some great information, my friend. You're a terrific superintendent at Layden 212. Okay, and I'll introduce everybody. Hello, Celestina.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
You are always welcome here. Please call me Larry, and everybody, that's Celestina Rivera, who's lucky enough to work with Nick at Illinois District 212, a high school district, Layden, Director of Human Resources, and Frank Holdhouse. Welcome to you.
Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. Frank, you've been here before, haven't you? Am I right?
I have.
Of course you have. Okay. And I knew you have, and I saw your name, and nobody marked that on the sheet, but I remembered you, and how are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me again.
You know, you're welcome, and there could be two Frank Holdhouses in the world, but I don't think there's only one. I think there's only one that we need. That's all I have to say.
I think there's only one.
There is only one. You're it. We've got him, everybody. Director of Careers and Community Outreach over at Layden 212. Nick, I want to start with you, okay? Nick, tell everybody what Layden 212 is all about, the demographics of your community, your schools, et cetera.
Sure. We are a high school-only district, which is a unique system in Illinois. So we serve kids in grades 9 through 12. Basically, in suburban Chicago, we're just east and south of O'Hare International Airport. We have two large comprehensive high schools, about 3,500 students. We serve a wonderfully diverse community. Over 30 languages spoken by our students in their homes, and just an outstanding, very, very supportive community.
That's great. I know you've been there a while now. What are the two high schools? What are they called? Layden North, Layden South, or something, or what?
Go the other directions. We are East Leiden and West Leiden. You're close.
I can't believe I got it wrong. I had a 50% shot there. I got it wrong. Okay. It's Leiden East, Leiden West. And what is the name of the team at Leiden West?
Well, you know, interestingly, our schools compete together. So we actually have one set of athletics, one set of fine arts. So we are 2 4-year comprehensive high schools, but we compete together as the Leiden Eagles.
Wow. I'll be damned. So that saves the superintendent and his staff the aggravation of deciding which one they like better. I get it now. Am I correct?
Well, it also creates the problem where, you know, you have to go to the events because you can't say, oh, I was at the other high school's games. Like, yeah, there's only one set of games.
That's great. Okay, I love it. Okay, the Leiden Eagles, I didn't know they combined for athletics and fine arts, you said. That's really cool.
Since 1981 it's been that way.
Wow, cool. And Celestino, let's go over to you, okay? You're Director of Human Resources. I have to ask you, are you a member of, I have to ask, of AASPA?
I am, yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is great. We do a lot of work with them. I was hoping you were going to say yes to that. Kelly Coach Johnson is their Executive Director. She's a great friend. And if you're going down to the conference, I'm in Orlando in October. I'm hoping to be there. Okay,
oh,
so I hope if you're going to, and by the way, if you're not going, Orlando in October is very nice, so talk to your superintendent, mention my name, and see if he lets you go, okay?
Yeah,
so
I have to ask him. I have to put a bug in his ear for sure.
Yeah, exactly. I know him. I know him personally, so please just mention my name if that should happen. Okay, Frank, I'm going to get to you in just a second. I want to stick with Celestina for a second. Celestina, these are crazy times. Okay, in terms of the educator shortage, cohorts in education schools are way, way down. Fewer and fewer people are becoming educators or thinking about becoming educators, which is not good. I don't like that at all. Many teachers are deciding to leave the profession. In many cases, as a result of the pandemic, all the social, emotional learning aspects, et cetera, et cetera. Talk about what it's like these days for you to be the Director of Human Resources. That's a pretty damn good district.
Yeah, so I think we actually have kind of the benefit that we are a really good district.
You are.
You know, we have really good teacher retention. We try to, but we're having the same, many similar struggles to other districts, maybe just not as kind of severe is probably
sure.
A good word. We still get a number of applicants, but we can tell that the number of applicants that we get are fewer and fewer. Thankfully, we always we are always getting quality applicants, and we've put in a number of kind of newer things this year to combat that. We started partnering. We're now partnering with Golden Apple, and so
yeah, we're going to talk about that. Yep.
Yeah, so we're doing that. We've done a lot of outreach. You know, ISU, Illinois State University, has one of the largest teacher preparation programs in the country. And so we've also started partnering with them. So we're trying to think of some other creative, more strategic ways so that way we can continue to get the quality candidates that we want to see here at Leiden. And I think we're going to talk about a little bit. You know, we offer a number of kind of supports for our teachers, too, that I think make us different than other districts as well, kind of creative things, right? We have an on-site daycare, for example.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it in detail. I love
huge.
That. It's incredible.
I use that actually for my daughter. So there are a number of things that I think make us still really competitive and a great district to be at. And I think our name, you know, does speak volumes of candidates wanting to come here. But absolutely, we can feel that squeeze as well.
Yeah, it is, and I have to ask you, your teacher retention rate you said is good, thank God for that, okay? Well, are there shortages in any particular is there any shortages in any particular area or trouble bringing new people in any particular area? And again, this is a high school district. Where's the challenges?
So some of our more, like, kind of unicorn positions, as I like to say, so we're – you know, for example, we have an industrial technology program in regards, and it's an automotive, for example, is a really, we're having some real challenges filling that.
Really?
French, for example, it's not as common of a language that is being used and taught in schools. And so French, for example, is one that we're kind of struggling with a little bit. But we're also having quite a bit of struggle with all of our support positions. So our clerical positions, some of our teacher aide positions, maintenance, even bus drivers, we're having some challenges getting those positions filled as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, don't say even bus drivers, okay?
You're
because
right.
That
like...
is a no. I know. That is a very hard position to fill, okay? And
yeah.
as you
no,
know, they are
really
extremely important.
Bus...
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
We have great transportation.
I
was
yeah,
actually
oh, I
being a supervisor yesterday. Wonderful, because everything is here in-house with us. But, you know, we are just struggling. You know, she mentioned actually in our meeting that before we would have so many applicants for transportation that,
yeah.
you know, you would have to turn them away. And now they're, we don't have nearly as many applicants as we've had previously.
Well, I can help you. The easy answer is just to pay them $300,000 a year, but I don't think you can do that, and it's hard to find.
Right, I'll talk to my superintendent about that.
Yeah, off the top of my head, okay? That,
all right,
that
thanks for having us, Larry. We're going to get going now.
No problem, Nick, and that could come off of half your salary. That's all there is to it. It's simple, okay? I got it all figured out here, okay?
Perfect.
Frank, and I just want to get to Frank here. Frank, talk about your job and how this
sure.
fits in. To teacher retention, teacher recruitment, okay? And, you know, as Director of Careers and Community Outreach in the district, and I want to say something, you can start bringing these up. Because I've talked to Nick, and I know what these are, but I want this explained. I know you guys have developed a daycare center, which I think is amazing, and we'll talk about the rationale behind that. And also, I don't know how this affects you, Frank, if you want to bring it up, this golden apple thing, which I didn't even know was a thing. I thought it was just a phrase that Nick was using. I'm now finding out it's a thing, okay, you could partner with. So, Frank, let me throw it on you. What's careers and community outreach have to do with teacher recruitment, teacher retention? Frank Holthouse,
sure.
Everybody. Yeah.
You know, I would say we do have a fantastic educator preparation program run through our family and consumer science program. And they are really, really lighting the fire, creating the passion, and really inspiring our current students to come back, you know, go out, do your professional educator licensure, come back and be a teacher for us. And so that's an initiative that kind of started that started out of our Board of Education. They have an equity statement. Sorry, what's that?
No, I said that's good. You go ahead.
Oh, okay.
I was agreeing with you. Yeah.
Yeah, so they have an equity statement, and from that equity statement, we realize that we want to hire local. That's going to help our student population and our teacher population look more similar, you know, have a deeper history.
Absolutely. Good point.
So there's so much there, you know, and plus for the teacher, less stress knowing that you're walking into a building that you're familiar with where you see some familiar faces. So there's, you know, we're putting our money where our mouth is. We have
yeah.
a $5,000 signing bonus for any alumni that come back to teach full-time for Leiden High Schools. We have a guaranteed interview, of course, not just for our Leiden alumni, but for any other partner district that students may have attended before Leiden because they're not a unit district. So there's a lot of good things there, but that's really kind of the lens that I'm coming from is to help build a fire for these students and get them excited to be part of the education field.
And the most important thing, and don't forget this, if they come back to Leiden, they can call their teachers by their first names. That's key.
That's the best
okay,
part.
Don't forget that. That is. It's cool. You know, this. Let's go in deeper on this, okay? How do you do – all that is great to say. How are you actually doing that? I mean, I know there's a $5,000 bonus, but the $5,000 bonus is 4 years down the line after college. Okay, you kind of maybe forget that, okay, over the course of all the fun at college, et cetera, and the learning at college. But when they're in high school, okay, Frank, just go into the weeds a little bit and talk about how you're really getting these kids excited about coming back here and how you're reaching out. And I loved what you said, that if you can get kids from the community to come back, the faculty eventually looks exactly like the community, and I think that's so important. Just get into the weeds a little bit on it. What are you doing daily-wise, weekly-wise, whatever? Yeah.
Yeah, so, I
Frank.
Mean, we have four different courses per pathway. So we have an early childhood pathway that's differentiated from our middle and high school pathway. And it essentially follows that same pattern of, you know, learning the fundamentals through our child development and human development courses and then getting some observation hours and hands-on experience. We have an in-school preschool that is right next to the Mary Sears Academy, which is, you know, the professional outside organization that does our 6-week-old through preschool age students. So they're really in a professional setting. Yeah, they're working with students, young students, preschool students from the community. So they're getting hands-on experiences right away. And then if they persist on, we have our Education Academy courses, which are all centered around a work-based learning model where students are pushing out to, again, depending on their Pell goal, an elementary school, a middle school, or a high school, and shadowing teachers, implementing lessons, doing anything a student teacher would really do. So it's really great work that our teachers are doing in the Family and Consumer Science Department. They've really worked hard to reimagine their curriculum. And the great part is we have a great partnership with Triton Community College. These students are earning dual credit or early college credit the whole way through. So lots of alignment there, and that helps students earn, if they're on that early childhood education side, they get their ECE Level 1 credential and a ton of dual credit, and if they're on the high school side, they get a ton of dual credit. So the nice thing is we just did this last week. We celebrate the students that persist on to Education Academy, and we have a signing day. So if they're committing to an educator preparation program, we celebrate them. We bring them the Golden Apple. They sign the pledge to teach. We have, we have a keynote speaker. We have some breakout sessions around, what to do, what to say in an interview, how to maximize your college experience, anything that we think would be top of mind to our graduates. So really putting a lot of excitement behind that program.
That is great, and you brought back a memory. I had the thought. I used to live in Chicago, but I live in the East Coast now for quite a while, and I hadn't thought about Triton Community College for years. You just mentioned that.
Yeah.
It brought back.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure my next-door neighbor, when I lived in Deerfield, okay, actually taught at Triton Community College. Okay, it's a long time ago, but you brought up a memory there. Yeah, it's cool, so thank you for doing that. I appreciate it. It's a good school. I want to ask you something else, Frank. Okay, we are trying to get more and more people of color, diverse teaching, people of diverse backgrounds, okay, into teaching. That includes gender, okay, as well as racial, okay, or ethnic or whatever. How are we doing with that mix? Do we get enough guys involved? Do we get enough black kids involved? What's the word on that? Latino kids,
yeah.
Whatever, however you want to approach it, yeah. But guys, I'm thinking of guys.
Well,
yeah, because consumer science, I'm showing my age now. You called it consumer science. When I was in school, it was home ec. And that's where they sent the girls, when the boys went to shop class, like I was going to be a woodworker. Okay? So talk to me about, how's this working out, boys, girls, ethnic, et cetera.
Sure. I mean, we are always striving for equity, of course.
Of course.
And one of the things that we've done is we've tracked this area in particular. There's a couple of career areas where we have non-traditional students. So and this is actually tracked at the federal level. So we have, it's one of our Perkins 5 goals through our grants to track and record how we're doing. And we have specific PD that we do around non-traditional careers, making sure that there's exemplars in front of students. So, for example, our keynote speaker that we had at our signing day happened to be an African-American male. A nice, again, role model for students and helping just say elevate everyone to highlight the equity that we are striving for.
Yeah, that's great. That's excellent to hear. I want to get back, and I'll go back to Nick here. Nick, you have mentioned this to me before, okay? And I just want to we mentioned it golden in two ways. You said you have a golden ticket initiative, and then Celestina and you the other day said you're partnering with Golden Apple. Okay, so we're very golden here. Okay, Nick, tell me what is Golden Ticket part of Golden Apple? And then I have to ask you, what is Golden Apple, which I have a feeling is not just Laden. It sounds to me like it's a bigger thing than that. I thought it was just a Laden initiative. So you go ahead. What's
correct.
Golden Apple? What's Golden Ticket?
Sure. Yeah, Golden Ticket is a local initiative. It's a play on the reference from Willy Wonka.
Yes.
And the idea is, we want our kids to think first about coming back to teach in their community, to teach, their younger siblings, to teach the kid that grew up on the same street as them. And so in order to do that, as part of that signing ceremony that Frank was just talking about, we give them a physical golden ticket that says, hey, we're guaranteeing you an interview back at your high school or any of the elementary schools in our area. You're guaranteed an interview once you're certified as a teacher. And if we hire you back here, like Frank said, we're going to give you a $5,000 bonus to come home. And the idea is they're going to take that golden ticket and put it up on the cork board in their dorm room so it's a physical reminder about coming back home. And so it's just one way we're trying to approach recruitment by recruiting our own kids. Golden Apple is a national organization that supports young teachers and existing teachers. Students who are selected as Golden Apples get tuition support, they get mentoring support throughout their college career and as young teachers. But where Tina is partnering with them is that we are uniquely getting early access to those Golden Apple students who are now ready to be teachers. And so that we can interview them, we can support them. It's probably better for Tina to talk about how that's working.
Yeah, and Tina, I've been calling you Celestina, which is your full name, but I can call you Tina from now on. Is that okay?
You can. I go by either. So
thank you.
Not
okay, well, then I'll call you Either. Hello, Either. How are you?
So our Golden Apple partnership, what happens is they let us know, they have like a resume book of letting us know what students are going to be graduating with, you know, their teaching endorsements and specifically in what areas and where they're interested in working. In addition to that, we also work with them.
And this,
to
wait,
help.
But this is national? This is national. So they're doing this for kids who are graduating in education schools, I'll say in Idaho or something, or here in Maine.
Yeah.
You're getting that whole list.
So what happens is students are nominated. They actually can be nominated in high school. And then they, like as Nick was saying, they get tuition assistance. They have a number of summer programs to help them prepare to become teachers. And then once they graduate, they continue to support them. So they continue to get professional development. They continue to work with them during the summer. And so, even as first-year teachers, they get that assistance as well, not only from the district, from ourselves, but also from Golden Apple. And then they create this network of other Golden Apple teachers that they continue to have those relationships with, right, and work with each other, you know, on different aspects of their classroom as they become kind of more veteran and teachers. What we also do with them is they have these, like I said, these summer programs. So we get to sit on panels. We help them with interviews, do mock interviews with the students. And then if they need, for example, we're going to have a number of them coming in for the summer doing some summer student teaching even with us here as well. So there's kind of it's multi-layered in regards to the partnership that we have with them. But the idea is that anybody who's a Golden Apple that applies with us, they automatically also get an interview because we know the amount of support that they get through the program, but also that we're going to give them as well. And we found really great success. We have a number of Golden Apple teachers that we have here, and they are outstanding. So we've been really, really pleased with the program. Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought I knew everything, but I just learned something, for goodness sakes. Okay, this is really cool. Okay, thank you guys for filling me in on that. I really appreciate it. Okay, that's really good. I'm actually going to get in touch with them and see if we can do a show with them. That's really neat. Okay, is it called Golden Apple? GoldenApple.org.
Yeah.
Here it is. Yeah.
Golden Apple.
You know, and all the work I've done on this, you're the first people to mention this. I think.
They're doing great things. They have we're not in using this specific program, but they even have another program where they will work with a support staff, for example, who's interested in becoming a teacher, and it's an intensive kind of expedited program that they link up with a partner at I'm not sure which university, but then they are able to get their teaching certificate quickly, and then they would do all of their student teaching within the same district, within the same school, so they're working while they're getting their teaching certificate as well. So I know of a number of different districts, Southern Illinois, that are using that program where they're having a real – they're feeling the shortage just with many, many of their content.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you guys are lucky compared to other places. It's unbelievable.
Absolutely.
I can tell you stories. I've talked to districts. I'll just give you this one. I talked to a district who had a job fair, and the gentleman told me that they hired 40 new teachers, okay, which I said, that's fabulous. Okay, and this is a big district. Okay, they hired 40 new teachers. Okay, I said, that's great. He said, yeah, but not one of them are certified. Not one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And although these people, I'm sure, are wonderful people, they want to try to be teachers. The school district is going to try and recruit them, then train them. And he said they're only going to stay 1 or 2 years at most. Okay, because
wow.
They haven't had the, you know, and this was a big district. I won't say where. Okay, it was in our southern states. I'll just say that. Okay, and it was just astounding to me. You know, it's unbelievable. So you guys are lucky, and I'm going to learn more about this Golden Apple thing. I think it's really, really important. Nick, you had mentioned, okay, when we did a show a week or so ago, or when we talked on the phone, I think it was, I'm planning this show. You talked about the daycare. You guys set up a daycare, and Tina just said that even her daughter goes to the daycare. And talk about how this works, okay? Because we're talking about teacher retention and loving your job and having the district really do things for you. Talk about what your daycare center is all about. Nick Poliak. This is cool. Yeah.
Yeah, when we were taking on a big construction project a number of years ago, trying to modernize our building and look to the future. And when we were planning, this corner of the building that we were constructing was going to be administrative offices. And in the planning process, we started to hear more about teacher shortage and started to worry about recruitment and retention. And we had this aha moment of, wouldn't it be amazing if we had a preschool and daycare here on site that our employees could use? It would be a way for us to attract candidates. It would be a way for us to retain employees. It maybe even bring some folks back sooner who'd be more comfortable being able to bring a child to work with them.
Of course.
And so we set about working with the Department of Child and Family Services. What are the requirements for these kind of spaces in terms of square footage and playgrounds and bathrooms? And so all that information went to our architect, and we designed and built that facility. Then we found a partner in Mary Sears Children's Academy to come in and power it, because no one here has the credentials for early childhood at that level.
Exactly. High school district, yeah.
And so because we built it, and we furnished it, and we provide the heating and air and the internet and the electrical, they're able to come in and charge a much lower rate for people to utilize that service because we're partnering with them in that way. And so it's also a much more cost-effective source of child care for our employees.
Now, can the community use the daycare center as well?
Yeah, so what we did
is
we opened it up first. Yeah, we opened it up first to our employees and their children, and then we opened it up to the neighboring elementary school districts and their teachers and their children and their employees and their children, and then after that it can be open for community usage.
I think it's great. You know, you talk about people being happy in their job and making life. Hey, Tina, you have a child there, am I correct?
Yeah, my daughter goes there. Mm-hmm.
How old is your daughter? Let's give her a shout out. How old? What's her name? Give her.
So my daughter is Carolina, and she's 3.5 years old. So she's been going to Mary Sears. Yeah, mm-hmm, she's been going there now for almost a year. She loves it. It's actually really, really been a wonderful experience. I actually walk her through the building almost every day. So the kids see her, teachers get to see her. It's like, you know, it's little children and dogs and puppies, right? They just put a smile on people's faces. So I walk her through the building, and I take her to school, and she loved it. There are a number of other faculty, admin that also use it, and so our kids play together. Sometimes if we know someone's got an early morning meeting, I'll take their child or she'll take mine. It's actually really, really a wonderful place. And they just recently had their kind of spring musical, and, you know, just the number of faculty that are there with their children. You know, it's just a really wonderful community, a family, really. We talk about being the light in family, and I think that really encompasses what we are about, right? We want to try and support our teachers, and same with our students, in every way that we possibly can. And it's a really, really wonderful thing to have in the building, and my daughter absolutely loves it.
And let me ask the most important question. How was the spring musical?
Oh, adorable. Can't beat it. Little kids with ears, and it was just practicing. It was great.
That is great. And, you know, in all seriousness, and this is key, and again, this is perfect because you're a director of human resources. And, you know, you need to feel, that have the, this gives you the empathy to understand what everyone in the district who has small kids really needs. Okay, your full-time job, this has been tough with the pandemic and all that, the young kids, okay? And just talk about the impact, if I may, of having something like that really available and close by to you as a professional in education. That's really an important thing. It's,
yeah, 100%. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm lucky I'm from the area. I grew up in Chicago. My family is here, but I have a colleague who's from Michigan, for example. And so, you know, having the availability of this in right where she works, and really for me too as well, my parents both work as well, so I don't have anybody necessarily to take care of my child. So I'd have to find either another daycare or an at-home daycare or some other sort of facility to take my, you know, my daughter. And it, being able to bring her is such a gift. I know the other individual feels the same way. It really, I've worked in many different districts, and I liked all of them, but I hope that I get to stay plugged to my boss as long as I can, because I really believe that this place, we try to support our faculty and staff the best way we can. We listen. We want them to feel like they are home when they're here, that we care about them. And I think having really, I mean, I can bring my daughter to anything, and people are more than excited to see her, you know, different activities that we go to. It's great. We want the family here. My mom and my dad used to come to our choir concerts here when they can, because they just absolutely love the music. They want to be around the students. It's just a really family-oriented place to be, and the daycare is just kind of, I almost say it's one facet of that, but it really made going through the pandemic and feeling like my daughter is someplace safe and I don't have to worry, it's just so much easier, right? One less thing for me to have to worry about.
I tell you, what you just said, every school district, I hope a lot of people listening follow up on this. Nick, do you know other school districts who've done this? Was this your idea? I mean, your group, or did you talk to other districts who've done this, Nick?
It was our idea. We were aware of a couple of school districts.
Actually,
the Joliet High Schools actually partner with the same company, with Mary Sears. That's how we found them.
Okay. Cool.
But their facility is located at their district office at a different location. We decided to house it directly inside one of our high schools for proximity. But I think there are a couple school districts on the North Shore. I don't even recall. It's been a few years. But very few. I mean, less than five I could name for you in the state.
Well, I think it's fantastic, and it's something I'm not familiar with. Frank, it affects you, though, because this is true community outreach. Okay, talk about how this affects the way people feel about their schools, because the community has to support the schools. They have to understand the schools are usually the biggest employer. Okay, and if schools are good, real estate is good. The value of real estate is good. First question people ask when they move to the community is, how are the schools? First question, okay? And, Frank, how's this all, when we talk about all this, how's this affect community outreach in terms of what we're talking about here? Frank?
Yeah, that's a good question. We want to be a pillar of the community and make sure that we are, you know, responsive to the needs of the community. So I do think that, you know, with our addition that we recently added that allowed for Mary Sears to enter the space, you know, that created an opportunity that wasn't there before. We've always had what we call our Little Eagles Academy, our internal preschool, and that
Eagle.
Is student run. And that gives some options for parents, but this, you know, really just creates so many more options for parents. That you know, their young children can be supported in the community. So you know, it's just a great thing. And then you know, every time we work with any sort of organization, our Rotary Club, our Kiwanis, our Lions, we're talking about how great our students are, and that naturally creates some scholarship opportunities and some more enthusiasm to help really get these future teachers, you know, through a Pell program and get their licensure and come back. So.
It's been transformative. It is. And, you know, that's a great word to use because we live in a different age. Okay, the pandemic really changed everything. Okay, it really did. And it just opened up a lot of, besides got the horrors of it, you know, I'm going to make light of that. okay? It made us all look and rethink at everything we do, and, you know, it's imposing a change on the world. I think it's just real important. We got about 2 minutes left, okay? I'm going to swing back to Nick. Nick, do you want to talk about anything else? Okay, we talked about daycare, Golden Apple, Golden Ticket. Anything else you want to say about how you retain those employees, those wonderful teachers, and keep them happy? Nick, last chance. Nick?
You know, Larry, I think one of the things we're proud about at Leiden is that everybody who works here works for Leiden. We don't outsource anything.
Aww.
So our bus drivers, our teachers, our administrators,
great,
our maintenance, our custodial, everybody is employed here. And so we do everything together. I mean, down to when we introduce new employees, we don't just introduce the new teachers. We introduce every new employee across all all job categories.
Nice.
We go and annually we go and we rent out a bowling alley together one night a year. And, you know, the food service staff is in one lane, the math teachers are in the next lane, and the administrators are in the next lane. And, you know, we try to break down those walls. So this place is for everyone, and we're all here together serving our kids. So whatever ways we can communicate that are really important to us.
And obviously it's working. Obviously it's working great. And, you know, I love talking to you, Nick. You're really just a great leader of a school district, and your team, Frank, Tina, and everybody else, including the educators, school, bus drivers, et cetera. I mean, you just created a great atmosphere to work in, and that's what it's all about is this retention challenge, okay? And you're just doing more and more for it. So I congratulate all three of you on the good work you're doing. It's a pleasure to have you here. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Tina. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
Thanks, Larry.
You're welcome,
guys. We always appreciate the opportunity.
It's my pleasure, and really good luck to the Cubs. Oh, yeah, wait a minute. That's actually a good question. Cubs or White Sox? Hold on. Wait a minute, Nick. Cubs or White Sox?
I'm
Nick.
A long-suffering Cubs fan here.
Okay, good. Me too. Tina?
Sox fan since I was a little girl, always.
Okay, we got to talk to her and start working on her. Frank, what about you?
A Northside Cubs fan.
You're a Cubs fan? Diehard Cubs fan?
Yes, sir.
Good man. Me too. Okay, there we go. We're all set. Tina, we can send you to a retreat, okay, to help you. Okay, and we will. Okay, that'll be part. That's part of the retention program. The retreat for Sox fans. Okay, so you guys take care. This is great. Thanks a million. Okay, and have a great summer.
Larry.
It's almost fun. Have a great summer. Okay, you're almost done this year. Congrats. Thanks, guys. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye.
Okay, well, what a great group, okay? That's Leiden District 212. It's a high school district just right near O'Hare in the Chicagoland area. And the work they're doing, this is great. I hope you share this with a lot of people. Please check out what we're doing about all this at ace-ed.org. My name's Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thanks for listening.